Dan Halley, we have President Biden reportedly hosting a cybersecurity meeting with some tech CEOs, including Tim Cook, Satya Nadella, and Andy Jassy, according to Bloomberg. Dan, what can you tell us about this? What are you hearing?
The cybersecurity efforts that the companies can provide to the government itself, not just at the federal level, but at the state and local level. Really, what we're seeing here is a reaction from the Biden administration to the various hacks that we had seen from 2020 through 2021. Obviously, remember, we had the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. We had the widespread attack that was reportedly from Russia on the U.S. government infrastructure itself, DOD being penetrated as well. And then recent revelations told to us in July about a campaign by China-based hackers that ran from 2011 to 2013 infiltrating pipeline companies. Apparently, they were able to get into 13 companies out of 23 that they had attempted to access. So this is really kind of on the heels of that, really looking to kind of shore up the country's infrastructure or cyber infrastructure. And obviously, this will mean looking to these companies to provide some kind of insight into what they can do. Now, the flip side of that is, well, it's not just the federal government, it's also local and state governments. Part of that infrastructure plan that's obviously still in the works, as Jess just mentioned, that would provide $1 billion to state and local governments, as well as tribal leaders, to be able to go ahead and provide improved cybersecurity capabilities to their various needs. So that's something else we have going on. But of course, these kinds of talks come against the background of Biden's kind of back and forth with the tech industry, accusing some companies of allowing the spread of disinformation and misinformation, and then the antitrust actions that the government is working on against these very companies. Apple, Google's CEO Sundar Pichai has also been invited, but there's no confirmation that he will. Amazon. So these are going to be some interesting conversations. And, you know, the hope is that they will come up with some kind of resolution to at least look at improving cybersecurity stance in the U.S.
Halley, real quickly, I mean, it's interesting to see these companies selected relative to maybe some of the other cybersecurity giants, the companies that focus squarely in on cybersecurity, as we saw them kind of invited earlier this year to testify on the Hill, talk about, you know, the progress they've made and what they learned about these things. I mean, are you kind of surprised to see, I mean, they're big names, but maybe not the ones you would think about in cybersecurity?
Yeah, I think Apple is interesting, but, you know, they don't really have that kind of cybersecurity arm. You know, Microsoft does. But the important thing is Google, obviously, a major cloud provider, as well as Amazon. So that's why they're important as well. They obviously have their own cybersecurity capabilities. But Apple, look, their devices are used everywhere throughout the world. So ensuring that they are able to have a part of the conversation with regards to cybersecurity is incredibly important. You know, the issue with Colonial Pipeline came down to one password that wasn't set. Two-factor authentication not being set up. Obviously, that wouldn't have anything to do with these companies, but they could provide the insights that may allow the government to improve its standing and readiness as far as cybersecurity goes.